When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2133, Building Your Routine by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who's been reading to you from articles, book excerpts, and more every day, including holidays, for over 5.5 years, covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. Now let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Building Your Routine by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. We spend the first 18 to 22 years of our lives with some form of routine or structure. Take, for instance, school. In a general experience, you grew up with the routine of waking up and going to school, followed by extracurricular activities. The moment one leaves that, it falls into their hands. For me, it was at the end of my college days that sustaining a consistent structure was my responsibility. No longer did I have a set of classes to attend from 9 to 4 p.m., followed by a dinner or night shift at the campus coffee shop. No longer were my friends just a hop and a skip away for a hang. Life after college revealed to me the value of having structure and how intentional we have to be to sustain it. It wasn't until about 4 years ago that I was drawn to this concept of a routine. I could feel my life falling into a steady pattern that was not life-giving. It was honestly empty and, time-wise, wasteful. Choosing to pursue a consistent routine for each morning and evening was the wake-up call I needed. Since then, it has been an invitation and challenge I step into. It hasn't been a cakewalk, but it has transformed how I approach each day. Having a daily routine or system, as James Clear would say, has kept me grounded, providing a safe harbor to lean into when life swirls. Unexpected circumstances arise. Work gets busier than usual. Life honestly happens. We can all make a laundry list of how life can spiral within a moment. Having a daily routine has given me a harbor of familiarity and consistency that when everything else may be in an abnormal state, this one part of my day is not. It has allowed me to remain connected to myself and heart. Developing a daily routine has also given me space to connect with myself and my heart before I start my day and when I end it. Having this in place has helped me to not disconnect from myself as the day unfolds. It has made room for creativity to flourish. Having a routine has fostered creativity in the most practical way possible. I incorporated creativity in my routine. Whether it's writing for a few minutes or reading something, creativity has flourished because I made room for it by connecting it to my daily routine. And it has instilled new, healthier habits. There have definitely been times that my routine didn't go as planned. I wake up late, or work required me to come in earlier or leave later. Even so, because I've been doing it a while, the activities that were part of my routine became habitual that even when things didn't go as planned, I was able to weave it into my day. All this to say, I'm leaning into this space more this year. Last year was a whirlwind of transition and newness that had become lackadaisical with my systems. I started James Clear's Atomic Habits and has confirmed the value and importance of having systems, or as I would say, routines. I'm a firm believer in having a daily routine, and in having one, it helps sustain the pursuit of everything else. Clear writes, quote, "The purpose of setting goals is to win the game. The purpose of building systems is to continue playing the game. True long-term thinking is goalless thinking. It's not about any single accomplishment. It's about the cycle of endless refinement and continuous improvement. Ultimately, it is your commitment to the process that will determine your progress, end quote. For so long, I was super goals, setting goals, planning goals, achieving goals. I never understood why none of it seemed to sustain or I felt dissatisfied after until I read the previous quote. Hear me out, having goals and setting them is good. It's not a bad thing, but having a system is what sustains you. Why? Because it actually allows you to not only achieve your goals, but to thrive after it's been attained. When we live to just achieve or gain something, we will always feel restless or even discontent. But when we live committed to the process, as Clear writes, when we live out our systems, leaning into small changes daily, we have more we are going after. We have more to stand on. Now, all this is fine and dandy, but how do we actually do this? There are four things I associate with building a routine: decide, ask, write, and live. Decide. Before anything else, you have to decide you want change. You have to make the intentional choice to shift the pattern of your daily life. Ask. Check in with yourself. Your habits and tendencies are important in building a routine. Examining the flow of your day-to-day, the habits you've formed, and asking the right questions is also crucial. James Clear has a cool resource to help with this called the Habit Scorecard. This resource allows you to assess your daily habits so you're able to see where you want to change. Write. The discoveries you make when asking yourself questions and examining your patterns help shape what your routine needs. From there, you got to write it down. Visualize what you want to do differently. Define what you desire your daily routine to look like and write it down. And live. After all of that, you simply have to do it. Building a routine or developing new systems is not instantaneous. It requires daily commitment and active choice. It is a constant pursuit. It's a practice of self-awareness and connection. It truly is a day-by-day process, but it's in the action that you truly find what works, what's needed, and what you can do without. Quote, when you fall in love with the process rather than the product, you don't have to wait to give yourself permission to be happy. You can be satisfied anytime your system is running. And a system can be successful in many different forms, not just the one you first envision. James Clear. As we pursue living intentional lives, we have to fall in love with the process. We cannot be so fixated on outcomes and results that we miss the best part, the journey. What I love about this quote is the last line, and a system can be successful in many different forms, not just the one you first envision. I've seen this firsthand. My daily routines have transformed over the years. They've taken different shapes as the season required. Yet what has remained is the heart of it and the framework. It may look different each day, but the intention remains the same. This year, my dream is to truly live out my systems. I want to clarify my intentions and put purpose behind each activity. Every moment, every task and experience is an invitation to intention, slowness, and wonder. I desire to not just build routines and systems to be trendy. I desire to build these things to sustain and thrive in the life I create. You just listened to the post titled Building Your Routine by Danae Smith of thiswondrouslife.com. And thank you to Danae. It's a good tip about goals versus process. Even with this podcast, I get the question often from other podcasters, how do you manage to release an episode every single day or produce 35 episodes a week and get through all of that content? Well, I never set a goal, I can tell you that. I made sort of fake goals in my head, like, I can't wait until this show gets 1,000 listens. That'd be amazing. I think that goal was broken within a week of launching, maybe even days. So then I remember thinking, okay, by the end of 1 year, I want to get to 100,000 listens. That was done in only 7 weeks. After that, I stopped paying attention to those types of goals and instead focused on the process of adding more shows and growing those too. I learned to enjoy the building of the systems, and now it's just sort of ingrained in me. It's what I do. I think that's what people who have been exercising consistently, for example, for years That's what they would say. They might have had a goal to lift a certain number of pounds or work out X number of times per week. But after some time, it's probably just their lifestyle. They might still track the numbers of sets and reps and the weight or whatever, but maybe there is no more goal. I think that's totally okay. Some other authors we have agree too. I remember Leo Babauta of Zen Habits had a post years ago about getting rid of goals. But hey, if they're helping you, maybe don't get rid of them. Instead, see if anything you heard today makes sense for you or for where you're struggling with progress. Maybe today's post can make the difference. Let me know how it goes. Thank you for listening and being here and for subscribing to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.